This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Hurricane Florence made landfall on North Carolina's Atlantic coast early Friday, triggering a life-threatening flood and tearing apart buildings with strong winds and heavy downpours. The National Hurricane Center said Florence is now moving slowly inland near Cape Fear with sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour and higher gusts. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
But I'll tell you, this one is so widespread. You're going to have a hard time finding a North Carolinian who is not going to be affected by this storm in some way. I still think we don't know the magnitude yet of this storm.
FEMA Director Brock Long.
I'm mostly concerned about the people that live in the Back Bay and inland areas that chose not to evacuate or heed warnings. There's going to be a lot of storm surge flooding back there. And unfortunately, if I understand correctly, high tide is going to hit later today. Which will only increase the amount of flooding that we're currently seeing.
Forecasters predict as much as 101 meters of rain for some parts of North Carolina. Storm surges as high as 4 meters. Parts of the eastern U.S. can also be expecting heavy rains from what is left of Florence well into next week. Meanwhile, President Trump is being greeted with much criticism with his comment this week that the efforts of his administration last year in Puerto Rico during Hurricane Maria deserved an A+. House Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
The attitude from the administration and from Republican Congress is unacceptable. We have a moral obligation to do better, not only to finish the job in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, but to prevent the same type of inadequate response from ever happening again.
Experts have put the death toll at around 3,000 in Puerto Rico as a result of Hurricane Maria, a statistic President Trump refutes. This is VOA News. A group of former national security officials is pushing back against a controversial Trump administration report on the link between terrorism and immigration, saying the report falsely gives the impression that immigrants are responsible for the majority of terrorist attacks in the United States. In a letter Thursday to U.S. Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security, the officials expressed concern about misleading statements and omissions in the January 2018 report. 18 former officials who served in both Democratic and Republican administrations wrote, quote, "Overall, the report appears designed to give the misleading impression that immigrants and even their citizen family members are responsible for the vast majority of terrorist attacks that have occurred in the United States, whereas statistical studies and our experience have shown no identifiable correlation between foreignness and terrorist activities in the past 15 years." The report in question was released by the Department of Justice and Homeland Security and said 3 in 4 individuals convicted of international terrorism-related charges since the attacks of September the 11th, 2001, were foreign-born. Amidst chants of lock him up, President Trump's former campaign manager Paul Manafort headed into federal court where Reuters reports prosecutors told a federal court in Washington that Mr. Manafort on Friday had agreed to cooperate with U.S. prosecutors investigating alleged Russian election meddling as part of his plea agreement. Court documents filed with the U.S. District Court in Washington indicate that Manafort will plead to 1 count of conspiracy and 1 count of witness tampering. He's also expected to forfeit assets. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will meet with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Monday in the Russian resort city of Sochi. The meeting comes as the international community has raised concerns over a potential Syrian government offensive in Idlib province, bordering Turkey, the last stronghold of the armed opposition to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Speaking at a televised news conference Friday, Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said that his country is ready to cooperate with anyone in fighting terrorist organizations in Idlib, but the killing of civilians, women and children under the pretext of fighting terrorism is not human. Turkey fears that a large-scale offensive against Idlib will cause a new influx of refugees into its territories. Rival Koreas today opened their first liaison office near their border to facilitate better communication and exchanges. The liaison office opening came before South Korean president and the North Korean leader meet for the third time this year next week. Joe Palca, VOA News.